At Rev, we really try to highlight all of those chefs and all of the food on this like big stage that is the Indianapolis 500 and the Raceway. So this year we have 89 different chefs and restaurants that are featuring all of their food at Rev. And it's such a cool showcase of Indianapolis and what this town really has to offer. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy, celebrity chef for Rev, and you are on the road with Dane with WGN.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. Excited to have on the line as we get towards that great event that is, in a lot of different ways, it is the one of the biggest events on the motorsports side. It is a bucket list sporting event, the Indianapolis 500. The entire month of May, that calendar flips, and people say, is it May yet? And for those fans of both motorsports and food, say, is it time for Rev yet, right? And when they get there, certainly the Speedway is a big and giant star. Those drivers are as well. But on the chef side, Kelsey Murphy, she is going to be there as the celebrity chef for this year's Rev celebration. Kelsey, welcome to WGN.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to talk with you today and talk to all the listeners.
So we reached 38 states in Canada. WGN has a big signal, certainly down there in Indianapolis. And I read as well, so your connection's obviously part of that indie food scene there and part of what's going to be going on at the Speedway. But you've got Chicago area roots as well.
I do. I grew up in the western suburbs of Chicago and lived there for 30 years. So that is still my home. Chicago is every time I come back, which is often, it's still my home and always will be. So I'm a Chicagoan through and through. You can probably hear it in my voice.
No, it's great. And you look at that background on the food siding too. You've got both Italian and Polish. It doesn't get more Chicago than that. I always say you can spin the globe, put your finger on it, and people are doing it at a high level in the Chicago area as far as cuisine. But those two backgrounds are big for the city.
Yeah, they're huge. You know, my dad grew up on the South Side in Polish neighborhood, and you know, where my loyalties lie. And so much of my upbringing was, you know, brought up in just like straight, you know, Chicago roots. And so much of my food has that in it, you know, not only the Polish and Italian background, but that's just like Chicago Midwest background to it.
People come down on whether it's the Cubs or the White Sox. We put that aside. When it comes down, we're all racing fans and everybody loves the Indianapolis 500, and you are there in the middle of it, the epicenter of the racing world, Kelsey. So let's talk a little bit about it. So you're there in Indy. Indy has a great food scene, and we highlight it on a regular basis here on the station as one of those great road trip destinations. Talk a little bit about that, like your place in the Indy food scene and just how it's being highlighted at Rev.
Yeah, it's super exciting here. Things in Indianapolis and the food scene are so up and coming, and I think that's what's really exciting about it. That lots of new things are hitting the market every single day, and new chefs are coming to the area and really kind of revolutionizing things around here. In Chicago, there's obviously, you know, a multitude of cultures and just so much different food that's available. In Indianapolis, 5-10 years ago, that was not the case, and things are growing so fast here. So at Rev, we really try to highlight all of those chefs and all of the food in on this like big stage that is the Indianapolis 500 and the Raceway. So this year we have 89 different chefs and restaurants that are featuring all of their food at Rev, and they are, you know, going to be vendoring out their food to all the guests. And it's such a cool showcase of Indianapolis and what this town really has to offer. A lot of people think of us as like a small city, but we're, you know, we're the 12th largest city in the country. We're the largest city that's not directly connected to a waterway. So there is a lot to offer here. And Rev is such a cool place for people to experience all that and see Indianapolis at its heart.
And you think about this too. It's, I mean, the largest outdoor one-day sporting event in the entire world is the Indianapolis 500, and the setting for that is the Speedway. So of course it's great for race fans. You know, 350,000 people when it's full during race week and everything. But for a food event, I mean, to the point where we'll talk a little bit about the MasterChef stuff as well. But for a food festival and a setting and a venue for that, you've got the pits and the garages and of course the track itself. Talk a little bit how this is a very unique place for those lucky enough to go eat your food and attend. It's crazy.
It is actually crazy to think that they can fit, like, have that many people in at a venue and feed that many people is pretty ridiculous. And even to myself, thinking that I'm going to be a part of that and doing that up until the day of the event, it feels almost impossible. But this is the first year that the Motor Speedway is actually starting to bring in local food and local talent. So I am going to be serving at two very large concessions at the Motor Speedway as during the Indianapolis 500, as well as the whole month and serving food in the suites. And then there, I think there's going to be about 13 other local restaurants that are also going to be serving food throughout the whole race month at IMS. So it's going to be the first year that we really get some local food into that event where people can come and taste, you know, more of what Indy has to offer versus what you normally, you know, think of as just hot dogs and nachos and pork tenderloin sandwiches.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with pork. Yeah, hot dogs, nachos, pork tenderloin sandwiches.
Yeah, we all love it. Right. We all love it. But, you know, it's fun to get, you know, for people, there's so many people internationally that come for the 500. And so for us now to offer them a little bit of what we do, I think it's so great for us as chefs, but just Indy in general, just to, you know, get up the tourism and up the location to say like, no, we have a lot to offer besides just the race.
It's a great opportunity to showcase that. You mentioned that people coming from around the world, certainly watching on television, but they're on site, being able to enjoy a taste of Indy as well. And of course, let the listener know we're talking with Kelsey Murphy. She is, think about this, you know, for a lot of those chefs and for Indianapolis, it's get ready for your close-up. You've already done all of that on the pressure side. I don't know if anything could get more than Joe Bastianich giving you his disapproving sort of disappointed looks, right? And of course, you know, anytime Gordon Ramsay's going to yell at you or whatever. So this is probably easy stuff. Do you have other chefs from the area say, Kelsey, like, you know, I want to put my best foot forward. I want to do this. And they ask you advice that maybe where you pulled maybe pressure from the show.
Absolutely. All the time I have people that, you know, I think immediately it comes with a reputation of, you know, I've worked under that pressure. And so people look up to me to say, how did you handle that? And I give everybody the same answer. You know, I just like stick to my guns and I take everything one step at a time. Why these opportunities present themselves. Where now I'm working with the Colts and I'm working with the Motor Speedway because I just say yes and then I figure it out as I go. You know, I wasn't a professional like chef 2 years ago. You know, this is something that I've had to just figure out as I go and, you know, take it till you make it. But, you know, I just keep my head down and keep hustling and the opportunities keep coming. And all I do is make sure that I get good food out to people and they seem to like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Just say yes and then kind of figure it out. It's worked so far right here at this point. Yeah. One of the things people are going to enjoy is that you're going to design a dish specifically for a driver and the driver's there. Any kind of thought process? Obviously what you do is great. It's got you this far. It's not broke. Don't fix it. But is there any thought process on like, how do you incorporate whether it's the vibe or the feeling or the spirit of racing or motorsports into a dish?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I think of racing and I think of motorsports, I think of, you know, like high energy. There's all this like excitement and energy that comes, you know, with it. So when I'm designing a dish around that, I first think about, okay, what does that like look like in my head? So I think of all the different colors and I think of like the spice and like what kind of like, what brings energy to your palate when you eat it, you know, brings you excitement. So that's where I kind of like start when designing a dish. And then especially when I'm thinking about for Rev and or for the like the sweets, at IMS. So I'm like, okay, let's elevate this. Like, let's make it something that people come and they're like, oh, wow, I've never seen this before. So that's like where my creative side comes from. I really try to think about something that might look approachable on paper. You know, when they read it, people say like, oh, okay, I've had shrimp and grits or I've had, you know, a hot dog before. And then they see it and they taste it and they say, oh, well, that's a little bit different than I was expecting. And I freaking love it. So.
Wow.
That's where it all comes from. And so it's fun. It keeps me energized. And I love these different tasks and trying to like fit food into these different events that you might not always think of like blending high end food with.
Well, for those people,
it's a fun challenge.
Lucky enough to have tickets for Revit, it sells out so early and so fast. They're going to have
10 minutes. It's crazy.
It's like, why? When we're talking about it, I love to highlight it. Of course, the IU Health and the cause is awesome and it's great. It's like, well, why do we promote it when it's already sold out? But it's great to have people highlighting it and to share that stuff. People get on that list. I know the sponsors love it as well. And it's awesome to see that incorporating you, your work, your dishes, and of course, those great indie chefs into that race day and that race weekend experience as well. So if people want to see you, obviously they're going to see you at Rev. They're going to get out there and do that, get a chance up close to meet you and taste the food. And of course, race weekend as well. Outside of that, you know, when the smoke clears, people are visiting Indianapolis. Where can they see you on a regular basis and taste your stuff?
Yeah, so I currently have a restaurant in Fishers, Indiana at the Fishers Test Kitchen. It's called Info. And I soon will also be having another new restaurant concept that will be opening up in Noblesville, Indiana. That is yet to be shared, the name and everything about it, but that's a little teaser that at the end of summer, I will also have another restaurant opening that will be a little bit more fine dining, a little bit more fun, innovative. So it's going to be very, very exciting. I can't wait for that.
Just keep saying yes, right? It's like, let's do this. Let's do this.
I know. I know. I just keep saying yes. Keep doing it. I have a book coming out soon. Oh. And then people can always follow me, you know, on all of my social channels. So you can find me anywhere at Chef Kelsey Murphy. So I love meeting everybody, you know, all around the world and continuing to just like and grow people's passion for food.
All around the country. MasterChef. And of course, that great crowd that is there for the greatest spectacle in tasting. I love that. That's great. And then of course, and we'll have links up for the website and all the social media at WGNradio.com. So Kelsey, your plate is full as always, right? And get ready for all that action happening in Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Of course. Thank you so much. It's going to be a fun May.